This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Since its inception in 2014, the Pride Cup, founded by Jason Ball, has helped to create a more accepting space for LGBTIQ people in football. Inspiring the now annual AFL Pride game between St Kilda and Sydney, as well as rainbow-themed fixtures all over the country, including 8 Pride Cups in Victoria from Hamilton to Gippsland this year, it has helped to create greater visibility and acceptance for LGBTIQ young people regionally. On the weekend, the Yarra Valley Pride Cup celebrated its 5th year, and The Informer was on hand to see the games and the celebration, seeing firsthand the transformative effect the Pride Cup has had on communities. Here are some of the highlights from the day with Jason Ball and Victoria's Gender and Sexual Equality Commissioner Ro Allen at the welcome lunch, Bodie cheering from the sidelines, and netball captain Chelsea Burshaw. Dina Curry was there to report.
What is it like looking around, seeing trans flags up and seeing a lot of trans pride today?
I think it's really empowering. It's great to see the visibility, which is like just coming forward more and more. I think it's really, inspiring to see that there's athletes out there. I know Em played today as well, which was incredible. She was amazing at it. And like, it's just so fun just having the whole community stand up and support other trans and gender diverse people.
Is it awesome as well to come out here and actually just on this oval more trans flags than rainbow? Like, there's two trans flags and no rainbow flags.
Yeah, it's unusual. It's not something I was expecting, that's for sure.
It's nice to see that kind of pride, isn't it?
It's so good. Yeah, absolutely. It's really great.
Step up in ways that I could never have imagined when I was a young kid struggling to come to terms with who I was. What started as a 50-metre line in rainbow colours on a country footy ground to send a message to every supporter, player and official that they didn't have to choose between being themselves and the game that they loved has grown into a movement that transcends sport. It's become a catalyst for messages of hope and acceptance far beyond this footy oval. We see it in the beautiful rainbow wings, as mentioned earlier, on the side of the post office in Yarra Glen, and I'd like to acknowledge and thank Paul Swanson, the artist who's with us here today. We see it in the growth of this movement, with 8 Pride Cups now happening annually across Victoria, from Hamilton to Gippsland, from Shepparton to Geelong. Football clubs are the heart of communities, and when they show leadership, it has ripple effects. It has the power to transform hearts, minds and attitudes. No other event has put LGBTI people and their stories on the front pages of regional papers quite like the Pride Cup. In Hamilton, as was referenced before, many LGBTI people who grew up there told me that they had an awful time coming out, but they came back for the Pride Cup and they felt accepted, with rainbow messages in every shop window in the main street. In Gippsland, even the local power station lit up their cooling towers with rainbow lights in a show of solidarity. Now, more towns and football clubs across Australia are ready to hold a Pride Cup, and we are ready to bring it to them. Earlier this year, we put the call out to the community, to people who have seen the positive impacts of the Pride Cup firsthand, to dig deep and chip in so that we could raise funds to create a national support program to help local clubs develop and roll out their own Pride Cups. Our goal is to have a Pride Cup in every football league around Australia. So to go from 8 to 150 Pride Cups in 3 years is a big challenge, but watch this space. We're already well on the way, and I'd like to thank Vic Health and the Victorian Government, whose further funding has put us on track to launch Pride Cup nationally in June in conjunction with the AFL's Pride Game, which is inspired by this very event that we're having here today. I want to end by making sure that everyone in this room knows that what we started here together has made a difference. Make no mistake, your actions, your generosity, your open hearts have changed minds and saved lives. When I look out the window this afternoon and see footy players playing in rainbow jumpers, I see much more than a game of football. I see hope. I see this game through the eyes of a young kid who is hiding who they are, who maybe for the first time feels they don't have to be ashamed or scared, who believe that they are loved and that they are accepted. That is what today is all about. So thank you for being here. You are all champions.
So how did it feel to win this year? Were you happy with how everyone played?
Very happy. It was a bit touch and go there for a few quarters, but we just came away with it in the fourth.
With the Pride Cup, everyone always focuses on the football. Mm. Everyone focuses on the footy, but the netball has been going since 2014 as well.
So everyone always focuses on the football, but netball has always been a huge part of the Pride Cup since we've won 4 out of 5. And we're very proud of Jason and what he's brought to Yarra Glen.
How was it today, all standing together in that opening ceremony? How was it for you to all stand together?
It was good, and I think it represented inclusion. We're all included. All women, men, and trans, however you identify, you're a part of the sport.
Our land abounds in nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every stage advance Australia fair.
And I'm just going to talk just a little bit about the impact of that 5 years and the ripples that Yarra Glen as a part of you have spread right across Victoria. Now I have the pleasure to go to Pride Cups in Hamilton, Shepparton, Gippsland, all over rural Victoria. And they model it on this event. Okay, we went to Eddie Head Stadium and that was fabulous and amazing. But it's those small community events that change lives. I'll just tell you a quick story. There's a mildly intellectually disabled young man in Hamilton. And I was down there at a lunch pretty similar to this in Hamilton, at their Pride game. And not only was there the game, but the whole community had decked out the shops. I've gone and had my photo with the rainbow. You should do that, it's absolutely amazing. But the whole community gets involved, just like Yarra Glen has, and all the sponsors. And he said to me, Commissioner, you know when I walk past one of those shops with all the rainbows in the window? He said, it's like a giant bear hug. Now that kid is going to survive. He's not going to be one of the statistics. And that community now knows him, pats him on the back, and every time they see him, all those local football people. And that means the world to me. And there's hundreds, I've seen hundreds of these stories about how these Pride games make a difference. Why does it make a difference? We know that 70-80% of the LGBTI community is still disadvantaged or discriminated in sport. So why today is a day of celebration? We know we've got a lot of work to do.
We have a
That was Yarra Glen cheering at the end with Bonnie Anderson singing the national anthem as some of the highlights from the 2018 Yarra Valley Pride Cup, celebrating 5 years of Rainbow Pride through footy in Yarra Glen. Congratulations to Yarra Glen Football Club for winning the Cup again 5 years in a row. To Glenn Daniel Hurley for winning the Pride Medal, as well as Olivia Ann, who won the Pride Medal in the women's football, which was won by the St Kilda Sharks. And in the netball, Yarra Glen won again with Megan Cohen receiving the Pride Medal.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.